Otite from Nigeria, and I serve as a missionary in Jamaica. We called to mission field in 2007, so we arrived in Jamaica in 2007, October. So right from there, we've been serving in Jamaica up to now. I was serving in Nigeria as a chaplain in high school after my graduation from the seminary. I served 2 years in the high school as a chaplain. And so there were needs in Jamaica for pastors to replace the American missionaries when they were finally pulled out in 2005-2006. So it was recommended to the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod World Mission that a replacement would be good if we can seek a pastor that will have an African heritage that could easily work with the people of Jamaica, because the people of Jamaica is basically like African descent and a few of Indians and Chinese. So the selection came when Nigeria discovered that yes, Nigeria was the best choice. And so the president of the church in Nigeria called for pastors who are interested to serve as missionaries to apply for a position to serve as missionaries. So I was one of the people who applied among the 25 pastors plus. So we were selected and called to serve in the mission field. As far as we can see, we had a congregation, St. Andrew Lutheran Church, and that congregation has been doing well when we arrived there. We have a lot of members too, and so many members who were members of the congregation before the gaps existed. So many of them stopped coming because there were no pastors. Early 2006 and late 2007, there was no pastoral leadership. So it was the lay people who keep the church and services. So many members stopped coming because there was no pastor who was serving there as a resident pastor. So many members stopped coming. And when we went back there, when we went to the congregation, so many came back and began to save through the congregation too. So, and after that, we tried to establish relationship in schools, in communities, in order to be able to get used to the island and be able to connect people and make contacts and make friends so that we can share the gospel. So we went as far as covering some of the parishes in the island in order to be able to know where we can start a new church and where it will be possible as the Lord will lead us. The church began in 1995. That was when the first worship congregation met. So they started as a small group, I think about seven members. And so they started to grow and grow until we joined the congregation in 2007. The second congregation that we have, the newest one, which is 2 years and some months now, it begins out of a passion to reach out to people who are scattered. In fact, one of the challenges that we have in a first congregation is that we have members who come from a far distance area. So most of these members do not have transportation to come to church every Sunday. So, and it's something that puzzles me so much that some members will come one Sunday and the next group will come on the other Sunday and the third group will come the other Sunday. In fact, up to now, I've not seen all the members in one service. So after much reflection, I thought that maybe if members scattered all over the island and some of the parishes nearby, and some could travel that far, then there could be need for us to take church or a worshiping community to closer to them so that we could now start a small group that will metamorphose into a church and a worshiping congregation. So we began to do activities in most of the communities and most of these distant areas. And then after a time, we discovered that that was not also helping because there was no assistant pastor in the island apart from myself and my wife. So assisted me and few members of the church too. And we had only one evangelist, but that evangelist was not helping. So I looked for ways to encourage men, see men who can be visible for training, who can be reliable for ministry, and then be able to assist. So then we did not even discover So many men joined us and we connected, but after a time, they all gone. So the need that really pushed us to this second congregation was a desire to reach out to a lost brother who went down to a downtown community. And so I went down there and I had Bible study with him from time to time. But the challenge of having a good place of worship, a good place of meeting, so that we could call other people to join us, was very great. So after a time, someone introduced me to a building that was out for rent, that could be used for a church. And when I visited that building, I saw it and said, yes, I love it and I want it. So I went for it and I immediately arranged for it rentage. And I started by saying, okay, we can start a church here right away and we can call people and people will come. So I just believe God that if we start a church, people will come. So I announced to the congregation, St. Andrew, and said, well, we are about to start a new church. And the Lord has led us that far. We wanted to have a new congregation. And before you know, we fixed a date for congregation to start. And that was 27 May 2012. And so all the churches and friends and people who indicated interest, we worshiped there, we prayed for the place, we dedicated the church, and we asked God to bless, and it's going to be a place of worship. And that's how it started, just like a miracle. And then we have two deacons already that have been commissioned. So those deacons helps in all the activities like fixing up the supper and arranging the place and setting up for worship. They are doing a great job. One of the deacons is one of the pioneer members right from when the church started in 2000, or not 2000 anyway, recently. So that was 1995. So former missionaries who served there had contact with them. That was one of the initial contacts because the missionary was living close to them. So the missionary invited them to join for study. And so they first joined for the study the first time and they loved it. So they became members and they were present in the first service that was there. And after that time they were trained. And other people too, they heard of the Lutheran Hour programs on radio and they joined the church. And they were also trained, and some were invited by friends. So those two deaconesses that we have and one evangelist were trained by former missionaries who served in Jamaica. I think that was about more than 12 years ago. I visit people in homes, I visit people in schools, I visit people in offices. And I also visit people who listened to Lutheran Hours and then who used to call and maybe need for maybe further studies or materials. I once served as a coordinator of Lutheran Hour program for the past 5 years, but not anymore, yeah. Sometimes I will visit people who are not even members, I don't even know them, but who will love a visit from a pastor, so I just visit them. Or I just have conversation on the way, and someone say, oh, you a pastor? I say, yes, I'm a pastor. And then from there, say, oh, pastor, can you pray for us? Or I have some problems or need counseling. So I attend to them, and most of them, through counseling, they've become Christians and now connected with our congregations. Why I have a lot of requests. I really want people to pray for the church to be firmly rooted, you know, in communities that God wants us to establish congregations. And I also want people to pray for men, especially men who are beginning to connect with God and Christ through our ministry. And also to pray for the new congregation that we have, that God's love will be experienced by everyone. In fact, it's a good community, and that community is the inner city community. A lot of violence in that community, but we are not afraid because the Lord sent us there. And we believe that God is going to use us to touch lives of people and connect them. But we are seeing so much changes and transformation in that community since we started the church 2 years ago. So many people have stopped connecting and have disconnected themselves completely and said they will never go back to church. They are now very happy members of the congregation and they are happy serving the Lord. But they really say they are evangelists. So really want God to touch the lives of people more and more through our ministry and mission in Jamaica. We also pray for any support that people want to give to the work in Jamaica. We welcome even those who want to save us missionaries, welcome them in the island. To support financially, and support in any training or material resources that they could, even if they have a time to visit Jamaica and encourage a program or encourage a training or encourage people in the congregation, we appreciate that.
you.